Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, last week we were talking about some wines from the Rhone Valley, and it seemed like a good idea to do it again.
I love that area.
I do, too. And what's really interesting is the complexity of the area. Lots of different little appellations, a nice variety of grapes that you work with.
Right.
And just some stunning wines, and some of the best values, too.
They terrific values coming out of the Rhone Valley, and most of the wines are blends. And the big red blends are Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvedre. And on the white side, and there's some really nice whites. Up north you have some Viognier, but in the south you've got these blends. Marsanne, Roussanne, Viognier are three of the more common varietals that are used. But they do represent really good values. This is a producer, Ogier, O-G-I-E-R, that frankly I was not familiar with. They've been around since 1859, so I think you were commenting the other day that that's just the
just in time for phylloxera.
Oops. but I tried five of these wines, and they're really good and pretty good value. So let's start with the beginning. They have two Côte de Rhones. They have, and they're both named Artesis, A-R-T-E-S-I-S. There's a red and there's a white. The white sells for, and so does the red, about $15.99 to $16.99. The white's a blend of Grenache Blanc, Bourboulon, and then Roussanne, Marsanne, and Viognier. Sort of a classic. Pretty floral nose with good crisp fruit, pear, and sort of a slight almond note, which I found
really
attractive. And for $17, this is pretty darn good. The red, also really good. Grenache, Syrah, Mourvedre blend, heavy on the Grenache. Pretty classic, big black fruit with subtle spice. And another very attractive thing for me, a hint of truffle.
So, oh, very cool.
So I thought that was really good for $16, $17.
Yeah, it sure is.
Now, if you know much about the Rhone, you know, you have Côte de Rhone, which is sort of the entry level. Then you have Côte de Rhone Village, which is taking a slight step up. The Côte de Rhone Village that I tried from Ogier was the 2015 Plan de Dieu, which means the plan of God. And this is Grenache, Syrah, Mourvedre, again, a little heavier on the Grenache. This is a little more intense. You've got red fruit and tobacco with notes of plum and pepper and garrigue, such as, again, classic Côte de Rhone Village, over a surprisingly supple and smooth fruit with just a nice little bit of a dusty bite that comes
from
the tannins.
Yeah.
It was really well structured. This one goes up a little bit in price to $18.
Oh.
So we're not
really?
Hurting. Yeah, we're not hurting
anybody. Sounds pretty good.
Moving up a little bit, there's a village wine. It's called Lirac. Lou Caminet was the specific designation. 2015 again, Grenache, Syrah, Mourvedre. Hear a theme here. With, again, black fruit and garrigue with notes of anise and spice. Anise is also another characteristic that you normally find. And then the one that I really thought was pretty amazing was the Vacura. It's sort of subtitled Bois sur Ray, Grenache, Syrah, Mourvedre, shocked and amazed, I'm sure
yeah.
you are. And this one sells for about $24.99. And this was an intense wine. Vacura, all the ones I've ever had have been really intense.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
this fits the model. Intense black fruit with leather, notes of herbs. I have in parentheses rosemary and violets. Just tremendous complexity here on this remarkably full-bodied but silky, supple fruit with just a little bit of dust.
Anyway. A lot of stuff to try. We're going to put these on the website. You can look them up. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.